Hello, this is Larry Lewis, president and founder of Flying Blind LLC, and welcome to the first edition of Flying Blind's iPod Technology Podcast. And the intent of the iPod podcast from Flying Blind is to really give you, the end user, the adaptive technology consultant or service provider, exposure to some different types of adaptive technologies that you might not be introduced to from day. So I am here today with my longtime friend Dennis Bartlett, who is going to be assisting me with this particular podcast and future podcasts. And we're very happy that you could tune in and listen, and we hope that you enjoy the podcast. Dennis, you want to say hello?
Hey, hello everyone, and glad to be here and glad to be helping with doing the podcast. And hopefully, we're going to give some information out that will be helpful to everyone and it's doing a lot of things with the new technology that's available.
So this month, and the iPod podcast will be available each and every month. Ultimately, we'll have RSS feeds to let you, the subscriber, know when new podcasts are ready for download and so forth. This month, we're going to be showcasing a not too new technology. It's been around for about a year, but it's still a very exciting, innovative, dynamic technology that's out there. And it's produced by a Spanish-based company called Code Factory. Many of you have heard of them, and many of you have heard the term mobile speak in regards to the mobile speak software that's available out there today. Mobile speak has the ability to work on a number of different cellular phones and pocket PC Windows mobile devices. There's actually three flavors of mobile speak. There's a mobile speak for Symbian-based cellular phones that I was involved in introducing a couple of years ago into the US market. In more recent months, MobileSpeak Pocket, which came out last summer, I guess it would be last summer, I don't have the exact date, but I guess it would be about a year ago, MobileSpeak Pocket and MobileSpeak Smartphone, both products working on the Windows Mobile 5 and newly released Mobile's Windows 6 operating system, enables end users to access off-the-shelf PDAs and cellular phones and take advantage of all the great functionality that is available in these types of technologies and so forth. So rather than have an expensive note taker to perform a number of organizational type tasks and productivity type tasks, what MobileSpeak allows the end user to do is to load software, voice out software, or screen reading software that would read the screen on the mobile phone or the PDA and allow you different methodologies to interact with the mobile phone. We have a new release of MobileSpeak Pocket, which we're going to be focusing on today. MobileSpeak Pocket running on Windows Mobile 5 and Windows Mobile 6 devices. I'm going to be introducing you folks to the new Braille support that's been built in the MobileSpeak Pocket, and shortly Dennis will be introducing you to some of the Windows Media Player functionality that's been implemented into this new release. As many of you know, and for those of you who know me, I'm a big fan of Braille literacy and refreshable Braille, and have been instrumental in working with Code Factory to optimize some of their current Braille support, and we have some exciting things to show you. So both Dennis and I will be using the HTC Wizard, which is an off-the-shelf Windows Mobile PDA cellular phone, and I have mine here connected to a speaker. And for this particular presentation, I'm going to be using a Braille Connect Braille display, which is manufactured by Baum, a German-based manufacturer of refreshable Braille devices. It's a wireless Braille display with Braille entry capabilities as well as navigational capabilities. So what's going to be happening is I have my MobileSpeak equipped cellular phone here, which I am going to be turning on my speaker so that we have a little
Today
bit of
screen,
sound.
left phone window, left soft contacts, right soft
I'm
menu.
going to move back to our today screen. And what we have here is my today screen up on my pocket PC or Windows mobile
Thursday, June
device.
14, 2007.
And I have all my information on here, the date, the time, tasks, all different sorts of things that I can access. Now, Dennis will be focusing a little bit more on interacting with the PDA without a Braille display, using screen commands, tapping the screen for specific commands, hardware function keys that we have specifically on these types of devices. I'm going to jump right into what I like to use. And MobileSpeak supports 17 different Braille displays that are on the market today. I just happen to have a Braille Connect 40-cell display here, which is my own display, and on my desk, and that's what we're going to use for this demonstration. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to issue a command.
Alt.
The Alt key, which is assigned to my on my mobile device, and screen tap 1. And this
Braille.
Will enable Braille so that my phone will find a Bluetooth Braille display that's been paired up with the device.
MSP Braille ready.
And we have MSP Braille ready. You heard my Braille display beep and the phone saying MSP Braille ready. And so now what I can do is I can actually
set up my email.
I can actually control my phone and so forth. With my hands off the phone, my phone in a mobile situation might be in my shirt pocket or in my briefcase or what have you, and I have my Braille display out here. I can actually press, using the Braille navigation keys on this particular Braille display, dots 3-4, which would be an ST sign, and I can go into my start menu. I can press X to exit that.
Set up my email.
And I'm back to my today's screen. I see today's screen, and I see set up my email. I'm using my joystick, which is actually on the Braille display.
Thursday, June 14th, 2007.
And moving up and so forth. So there are lots of different things that I can do. I see that I have left and right soft buttons on my Braille display that I could actually use my routing cursors to click on those and perform things like getting to my contacts right here. So what I've done is I've clicked on my right soft button, which will open up my contacts for my today screen. And right now, I see that my contacts, I have a
contacts window list, Abbott, George, left soft loop, right soft menu.
Now, if I wanted to quickly hop to Bartlett in my contacts, I could just write B-A-R-T.
Albert and Brian.
And
Bader, Rich, R-T.
And what I have here is Bartlett.
Edit, type the name or phone number to search.
And so I've typed Bartlett here.
Bartlett, Dennis.
And that's a very quick way when you have, I probably have close to 900 contacts on my phone. And what I can do now is I can do a number of different things with Dennis's contact details.
New contact. New same contact. Beam contact.
I could beam Dennis's contact details to somebody else who has one of these PDA phones wirelessly and send the information as a business card to them.
Copy contact.
I could copy Dennis's contact somewhere else.
Delete contact.
I would never delete Dennis.
Options. View by submenu. Filter submenu. Send SD card. Send media message mobile.
And I could also send email, media messages, text
send
messages.
Send media message email. Add voice tag.
I could add a voice tag to Dennis so that I could just tell my phone to call Dennis Bartlett.
New contact.
And so on. So I'll back out of that.
Today
that just gives you a little bit of
contacts.
Idea of how these Braille displays can actually transform your MobileSpeak equipped PDA into a modern day low cost note taker. And my modus operandi for portable access these days is my mobile phone and my Braille display. And being able to access things such as Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft Excel, accessing PowerPoint slides on my PDA, these are the types of things that sighted professionals, my sighted friends, my sighted family members and colleagues and so forth. These are the types of things that they're able to do with this MobileSpeak software. And with all due respect, they're the types of things that you can't do with a proprietary note taker as we've known them from the 80s and beyond. So I'm very excited about this sort of technology, working with Code Factory, working with colleagues like Dennis and so forth to really promote this in the form of a podcast. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to press on my navigation keys on my Braille Connect, the Braille letter C. And what that's going to do is that's going to open up our MobileSpeak control panel. In the latest version of MobileSpeak, which I guess I don't have the exact build. I have it on my phone, but it's MobileSpeak 1.1. Code Factory has made available a series of Braille games in order to promote Braille literacy with their products. And this is very exciting to me because it's really Braille which has made it possible for me to do lots of exciting things both personally and professionally. Braille from paper Braille to my exposure to electronic refreshable Braille with the Versa Braille to Braille Lite to Braille Note to Braille displays, the Alva displays, all these different products that have been out. Braille has been at the forefront of my adaptive technological experience, and moving to a wireless level of access through mainstream devices using these new types of Braille displays, such as the Braille Connect, is really exciting. So what I'm going to do is I'm just scrolling
General.
down through my mobile speed control panel,
Function keys. Ask for option. Audio
and
setting.
we'll get down to
Phone.
games.
Device manager. Magnification. Start wizard. Games.
And we'll go into games. I'm just clicking on my
Enter.
routing
Games.
cursor.
Games window. Games list. List. Four items.
And so MobileSpeak has as add-ons, and you don't have to install these, but there are games which you can get from the Code Factory website. That's at www.codefactory.es.
Braille Rain. Cryptic Crazy.
I'm going to go with Cryptic Crazy, which would be kind of the Braille version in a way of Wheel of Fortune. So I've clicked on Cryptic
Cryptic
Crazy.
Crazy window, left soft exit, right soft menu.
So I'm going to go to my right soft key and start a new game.
New game. GLABREA, word type, none.
And I actually picked the wrong game. I've not actually played this
GLABREA,
before. So I'm
word
going to
type,
exit out of
none.
this and go to a game. There are
Games
four
list,
different games.
games window, games list, word wizard.
Let's go to Word Wizard. That's what I was gunning for. There's four different
Word
games
wizard
here.
window, left soft exit, right soft
Now
menu.
let's try a new game.
New game. Dash 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 word type, adverb, five characters.
Okay, so I see that this is five letters, and I'm going to type a Braille letter. I'm going to always start with vowels to get that knocked out, so I'll start with an A.
Dash dash dash
There's
dash
no
dash.
A.
Dash 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 e dash.
So now I see dash 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 E dash. So I see that the E is the fourth letter over. Let's go I.
Dash dash
No
dash e
I.
dash. O dash dash e dash.
No, so now I see that O is the first letter, dash dash E dash. Let's see. Should we go with another vowel? Let's go with U.
O dash dash e
Okay,
dash.
so now I'm down to consonants. I have O dash dash E dash. And we only have so many chances before we lose the game. So let's go with L.
O dash
No
dash e
L.
dash. O dash
No
dash e
D. I'm in
dash.
some real trouble here.
O dash dash e
R, no
dash.
R. Let's go with G.
O dash
Oh
dash e
boy, I'm on
dash.
the verge of getting eliminated here.
O dash dash e
B, no
dash.
B. Let's see.
Dash dash dash
Ah!
dash 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 dash.
And I've lost. I have blank dashes here. I can always start a new game.
New
Let's
game.
try to end this on a winning note.
Dash 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 word type, none, seven characters.
Okay, so now we'll try the vowel thing again.
Dash 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 A.
A. So that is the very last letter. So let's go E.
Dash dash E, dash 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 A.
Okay, so the third letter over is E.
I dash E, dash dash I A.
Boy, so we have I dash E dash dash I A. Let's go D.
I dash E,
No
dash
D.
dash I A. I dash E,
No
dash dash I
C.
A.
Boy, am I really bad at this or what?
I dash E, R dash I A.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. I dash E R dash I A. Let's see. T.
I dash E, R D I A.
Oh boy, this is looking good. So I have E dash I R T I A. So I'm thinking that I should know this.
IMERDIA.
Inertia. How I feel on Mondays mostly. So I would have won that game. Of course, it doesn't tell you that you've won. It just assumes that if you have the word correct, then you have indeed won the game. So anyway, that gives you exposure. There are three different games, and I really think this is great. It makes Braille fun for people who are learning Braille, but it also starts to introduce PDA access to the Braille learner. And I think the more quickly that happens, the more exciting that is for us as an industry. And the more quickly that happens, the more quickly we can move towards a more modern approach to note taking. So we're very excited about this, and I could talk about Braille all day, but for the sake of the podcast, I'm going to switch to Dennis. And so Dennis, I'm going to just say goodbye now.
Hello, this is Dennis Bartlett, recording my segment of the podcast. And in this segment, we're going to cover some new functionality that is only available in MobileSpeak Pocket and Windows Media Player. These commands are not standard to Windows Media Player, but functionality added by MobileSpeak Pocket and MobileSpeak Smartphone. So they will work on smartphone devices as well as MobileSpeak Pocket devices. I'm using a T-Mobile MDA, or otherwise known as HTC Wizard, same device that Larry was using in his demo, except that I'm going to show you commands that are available on devices such as the Dell Axiom without a keyboard. So I'm going to be doing these using the screen and using commands within MobileSpeak Pocket. So I already have Windows Media Player open, and I already have the file that I am going to demonstrate to you with open as well. And what we're going to do, because the added functionality is bookmarking in Windows Media Player. So what I'm going to do is show you a little bit of this file. And for those of you that are Netcast aficionados, you'll know that this is from the TWIT podcast. And you'll notice well-known Leo Laporte, who does a different shows, different podcasts, also has a radio show, which is now syndicated through Premier Radio Network. But what I'm going to do here is I'm going to create a bookmark. So I turned on my shift, and I'll press Enter. And it says Add Bookmark. So I'm going to turn on the virtual keyboard. Keyboard simulator on, and I'm going to select numbers, and I'm going to name this mark 1, and turn off the keyboard simulator, and tab to OK. Okay, now that bookmark is now set. Okay, so now I stopped the file from playing back. And then coincidentally, you can also create these bookmarks if you pause the file where you want to create the bookmark and create it there, so you don't have the added audio going on in the background for the while you're creating the bookmark, in case it's confusing to you. So now I stop the file, and so I'm going to restart it. And I'm going to turn on the shift again and hold down the right arrow for a couple seconds. Okay. So it went to a bookmark that I had. In there that I had previously set. And it gave us the bookmark name, which was 1. And it also gave us the amount of time in seconds that the bookmark is created into the file. So it says 300 and whatever seconds it was. So that's where that bookmark is. Now, to delete, I can delete the bookmarks, which will delete all the bookmarks that I have in this file, which I only have the 1 right now. So it's going to delete all the bookmarks, and you'll hear that as we go through it. So I'll turn on my shift again. And I'll press up arrow. It says, are you sure you wish to remove all bookmarks for this track? And then the yes button is what's in focus. I'll press enter on that. And all the bookmarks are gone. So it's a pretty simple task, but pretty helpful, especially if you were listening to a long book or a long podcast. This particular podcast happens to be probably over an hour in length. So, for instance, say you are listening to something and you want to stop it, and go do something else or go listen to something else, you can create a bookmark. You can pause the podcast, create a bookmark, and then close it. And once you reopen that file, the bookmarks are remembered, so you can go back to them or back to the bookmark that you created and resume listening where you left off. Very handy functionality for a media player in Mobile Speak Pocket. I, for one, am a great fan of listening to a variety of podcasts that happen to be pretty long ones at times, you know, 40, 50 minutes or whatever they happen to be. So this is a great feature if you happen to want to go do something else or need to go, whatever you need to do. You can create a bookmark and then go back to it. Once you're done with the file, you can, again, delete the bookmark, and it will give you, it'll delete all the bookmarks that you've created in that file. You can create many, but for the most part, you're only going to need one. The only drawback I see is you can't delete just one bookmark. You have to, when you delete them, you're going to delete them all. So, that's something that you need to remember as well. You can also do these same commands from a device with a keyboard. So for instance, I can create a bookmark with Shift M with a keyboard, and then I can fast forward through my bookmarks with Shift F, or rewind through the bookmarks with Shift R. So very useful functionality, and I hope you enjoy what we've are attempting to provide here. Again, my name is Dennis Bartlett. If anyone wishes to reach me particularly with any information or with any questions or anything that I might be able to do, you can reach me at dennis.bartlett@rogers.com. Again, that's dennis.bartlett@rogers.com. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy our podcasts.
So, Dennis, thanks so much for that. That was very exciting, and we hope you have enjoyed the first installment of the iPod Technology Podcast, Flying Blind's attempt to keep its eye on emerging technology. Be sure to join us next month. We'll have another exciting technology to review, and until then, have a great day and a great 4th of July holiday.